Track 4.3. Conversation 1.
Well, that really is just my luck.
What's the matter, Julie? Something wrong with your tablet?
No, I'm trying to buy a train ticket online. I'm going to London for the day on Friday. I need to get to London around 10, so leaving here no later than 9. And the cheap tickets...
are only available after 9 o'clock.
Got it in one mark.
Are you sure you can't get there a little later? Let me have a look. Hey, look, here. This train leaves at 9:10 and gets to London at 9:55. And it's a cheaper ticket. There you go. Problem solved.
Not really, Mark. It's a bit tight. I mean, 9:55? Knowing my luck, it'll get in late and I'll miss my interview.
Oh, an interview? Really? Tell me more.
Conversation 2.
That is so wrong. This guy doesn't know any of the answers. He's absolutely hopeless.
I don't know why you watch this, Jamie. It's awful. The presenter's horrible and the whole programme is just, well, it's really stupid. Spinning that wheel and everything.
No, Sally, I like it. They spin the wheel to get a topic. Then they answer the question. Nice mixture of luck and knowledge. I mean, quizzes always have luck involved in them, don't they?
Well, I suppose so. But I prefer Mastermind. You know, the one where the contestants get to choose their own subject, at least for the first set of questions.
Yeah, that's right, but it's too serious. And the winner only gets a glass trophy. Here, they can win some money.
Well, maybe you should go on it, Jamie. Answer some questions and win some money. What have you got to lose?
Conversation 3.
I've had a really bad day today, Nikki. Seems like everything's gone wrong.
What happened?
Well, the first thing was when I was on my way to school, I tripped and fell over. I dropped my bag and all my books and papers fell out and went all over the place.
Oh, Paul, bad luck. But you managed to get everything.
Yeah, I did. But it had been raining. The ground was really wet and some of my stuff got wet and muddy, including that book I'd borrowed from Alexandra, The Kingdom Games. She'll be furious when she sees the state it's in.
Why don't you buy another copy of the book for her and replace it?
I would, but it's dead expensive. It's just over £20. I haven't got that kind of money.
Well, you're in luck, Paul. I saw that book in a charity shop yesterday, and it's only £4.50.
Seriously? Wow, that's the best news I've had for a long time.